This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The wildfires scorching the western U.S. state of Oregon topped 300,000 acres on Monday as news emerged that a California power company linked to previous fires may be responsible for a new blaze. Oregon's giant bootleg fire has triggered over 2,100 evacuations and destroyed 67 homes in nearly 2 weeks of explosive growth. Firefighters have contained only a quarter of its perimeter. The bootleg fire is now the largest in the United States. At 340,000 acres, it takes up an area larger than the sprawling city of Los Angeles. It's driven by a multi-year drought, gusting winds, and scorching temperatures that experts have linked to climate change. The same trends have occurred further south in California, where five times as many acres have burned compared to the same point last year. One of the fires now blazing in California, the Dixie Fire, has been linked to PG&E, the giant utility company. PG&E's power lines were blamed for sparking the deadliest fire in the state's modern history, the Camp Fire of 2018. Meanwhile, in western Canada's British Columbia, where around 300 wildfires are burning more than 2,500 homes, were under evacuation orders on Monday. The province has recorded 13 new fires in the past 48 hours. Haiti's acting prime minister says he's stepping down to make way for a political challenger who has more international backing. Claude Joseph, who's been acting prime minister since the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse on July 7th, told The Washington Post he was going to leave office. Ariel Henry, a 71-year-old neurosurgeon, will take his place. When Joseph will step down is unclear. You're listening to VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden says he is to receive a detailed report on Tuesday about the role China's civilian intelligence agency played in using ransomware to extort American businesses. Biden told reporters on Monday at the White House that the U.S. experts are still determining exactly what happened. He said the investigation is not finished. The president made the remark after the United States and other countries publicly accused China's Ministry of State Security of using criminal contract hackers to conduct unsanctioned cyber operations on a global scale. The alleged activities include ransomware operations against private companies that are forced to pay millions in ransom demands to regain access to their data, according to U.S. officials. The United States on Monday specifically blamed China for a cyber attack in March that affected tens of thousands of organizations via Microsoft Exchange servers. The U.S. made the accusations along with NATO, the European Union, the United Kingdom, Japan, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. Foreign diplomatic missions in Afghanistan called for the Taliban on Monday to cease its military offensive, saying it runs counter to claims the insurgent group wants a negotiated settlement to the war. The collective call comes a day after the Taliban and senior envoys representing the Afghan government ended a two-day meeting in Doha, Qatar, on Sunday, without reporting any significant progress on peace talks. 15 missions, including the United States, along with the NATO envoy in Afghanistan, said in a joint statement that the insurgent violence, quote, thwarts efforts to arrive at a negotiated solution to the conflict and harms and displaces the civilian population. The statement added the Taliban's offensive is in direct contradiction to their claim to support a negotiated settlement of the conflict and to the Doha peace process. Radio Free Europe Radio Liberty says Belarus has detained its correspondent, Alice Dashinsky, as President Alexander Lukashenko continues to crack down on independent media. Dashinsky's relatives told RFERL that police detained him on July 16th after his apartment in Minsk was searched. His computer, telephone, a hard drive, several flash memory sticks, and a bank card were confiscated. Dashinsky's detainment came the same day as police and security forces raided the offices and homes of several independent journalists across Belarus, including RFERL's offices in Minsk. The raids resulted in the detention of several people, including two other RFERL correspondents. You can find more on that and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.